Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
It is so dark and stormy down here. It's really interesting because it reflects. I'm not dark and stormy today, but I am feeling resistance today, or I'm shifting through something pretty major, I think. On one side of me, it's actually sunny. And on the other side of me, it is out to sea and it's about as dark as I've seen it. And it's interesting because it really highlights where I am at right now. And I, you know, there's parts of me that are scared and moving through some stuff, feeling frustrated, you know, feeling a bit stuck and feeling like, let's just be real here, right? Feeling some resentment, but also on the flip of that, I'm feeling like there's change, imminent change, and that this is all a blessing. And that something incredible is happening. And something big is shifting in me. And it's bringing up all this fear and resentment and a little bit of anxiety. But it's also bringing out the other end, the excitement, anticipation. And, you know, a sense of adventure. I'm excited, but I'm a bit scared. And my whole day has been really weird. Really weird. I'm in a mastermind and I basically, it's an online group of about 8 to 10 women. And I basically went in there and I just sprayed shit all over the place. I went in and I dumped all of my bags of shit down and said, "Hey guys, here they are, have a look through them." It was some pretty heavy stuff there, let's just say that. But I really felt like I just needed to get it out, you know, let it out. It's been a bit of a theme that's been, you know, occurring for me, which is just letting it out, you know, letting it out, letting it go, making space, because there's something really good happening. And I can't see the full picture, but what I can see, I'm really excited about. And I think that kind of is raising a whole bunch of stuff in me. Worthiness is a big one. You know, that the idea that I'm not enough is a big one. But instead of fighting that, I'm just going to sit with it for a bit so I can move through. Because here's the thing. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the term upper limit, or I kind of call it a glass ceiling. So I'll just talk a bit about that. And basically the idea is that a glass ceiling or an upper limit is, you know, that thing you can't really see, but that is keeping you from taking whatever it is you're going through to the next level, whether it's busting through a belief that's holding you back, or, you know, actually taking your business to the next level, or taking your fitness to the next level, or, you know, it's that stuff that keeps us safe on the ground floor, when we really want to be making our way up the building. And so we hit these glass ceilings fairly regularly. And a lot of the time we just go, "Oh, okay, I'll just stay here," you know? But sometimes we push through. And pushing through is uncomfortable. I mean, it's a glass ceiling. It's not a fucking, you know, piece of, well, I don't even know. What isn't hard to break through? Air? It's not air. It's glass. So sometimes it hurts to push through because you're going to come up against shit and it's probably going to crack and you might end up with a few scratches. But when you're up on that next level and you're looking down, you can see, you know, the scratches were kind of worth it because they become kind of, I hate the term battle scars because it's not a battle, but they become like markers of where you've been and where you're going. And I'm kind of at that point where I have my head through the glass ceiling and I can see how cool it is up there, but I've got to get the strength to pull the rest of my body through and know that it's going to hurt a bit. It's going to hurt a bit, but not as much as staying on that ground floor would hurt me. I actually had something really funny today happen. So, you know, in addition to going in and shooting all over my masterminders, I then got in my car and started trying to back out the driveway, and the car just felt like resistance, you know, like it just didn't feel like it had any balls. And this thing is a big diesel thing, so it certainly has balls, but it just didn't, you know, it was just struggling to even reverse out of the driveway. And then I put it into drive and I'm driving up the street and it just, I could feel the resistance. And it was such a good metaphor for what I was going through emotionally at the time too. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this car? What the fuck is wrong with this car? This is a year-old car, you know? There's always something fucking going wrong with it. That's actually all related to this upper limit that I'm kind of pushing up against at the moment, actually. So it's super ironic that the car is the thing that kind of drilled this home to me. So I put the car in drive, started driving, thinking to myself, what the fuck is wrong? And then I look at my dash and I see the handbrake signals on. That's what's wrong. I've left the handbrake on. Isn't that interesting? I left the handbrake on. And all I have to do is press the button and take the handbrake off, and I start to get some momentum. And I just felt that metaphor was too cool not to share, because the thing that's holding us back from taking things to the next level, it's not the car, it's not the vehicle that we're in, it's us. It's us. We've got a hand on the handbrake. And that's it. The car isn't to blame, the mechanics aren't to blame, the hill isn't to blame, you know. There's nothing else to blame except for the fact that you have the handbrake on. It's time to let the handbrake go. It's time to celebrate you. It's time to know that you are enough. You are worthy. And there's some really good shit out there. Shit that is deserving of you. Not that you are deserving of, but it is deserving of you. And all you have to do is take the handbrake off. I felt like I wasn't quite finished there, and I just wanted to add that, you know, explore that idea of the handbrake, because, you know, the handbrake is there usually to keep us from, you know, keep us from rolling into something we don't want to roll into and hitting something, you know? So it certainly serves a purpose. but the handbrake, when it's on and you're trying to go somewhere, it definitely impedes your ability to get momentum. And so I thought a better way to finish this conversation would be to ask you a question. Because it's all very well to say, just take the handbrake off. But it's kind of hard to take the handbrake off if you don't know what the handbrake is. So I want to ask you, what is the handbrake? What is the handbrake to you? What is that thing? Yes, it's you, but specifically, what does the handbrake represent to you? Go with the first thing that popped into your head, because it's all about awareness. It's about being aware of those things so that then you can notice when they pop up and you can do something to change that. And that, my friends, is when you bust through that glass ceiling, because you've had awareness. You've been able to recognize when you're hitting up against it. And only when you recognize you're hitting up against it can you do something to change that. And that's it from me. Peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to this Carlosophies Free Flow Combo with me, Carly Nimmo. Let's continue the conversation at carlynimmo.com. If you were a big fan of this podcast, I'd be stoked if you left a review. And if you want to hear more radness like this, be sure to subscribe and spread the word. In the meantime, be real, be rad. Peace out.